Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we're here for our NEPT business call for the month of, what month is now, November 2014. And we've got a bunch of modules that we've released, and we're allowing you to just go through them at your own pace. So wherever you're at this point is a good thing to just be asking questions about. You know, we started out with just releasing them one at a time, but once we got caught up, we put them all out there because some of you might be working on a teleseminar, some of you might be working on a signature program, some of you might be working on just getting a blog set up. So wherever you're at, it's the way to go. You are where you are, but I would highly suggest that you devote some hours each month to growing your business in addition to the growing your technical skills, because they go hand in hand. So we can just open this up to whatever questions you have, wherever you're at. I'm here to coach you. I'm here to guide you. And I know that Tracy had already said that she had some questions, so I'm going to start with Tracy. But think about where you're at with your business right now, and what is it that your next step? Do you feel like you need to be growing a list online? Do you feel like you need to be getting speaking engagements? What do you think is the next piece that you need to do to grow, to get more clients in? And if you don't have no clue, then get on the line and say, hey, I don't have a clue. How do I get more clients? What do you think? And I'll ask you some questions and we'll see what we can do. Okay? So, awesome. So it looks like Eleanor also has her hand up. So we're going to start with Tracy and then we'll go to Eleanor and then we'll go to whatever questions you guys have. A little soft on the volume. Let me move the mic closer to me, and let's see if that makes a difference. All right. How about now? I know sometimes if I have the mic too close, people say it's too loud, and I'll just find that happy medium. How's that, Lynn? Is that better? Uh-oh. Unresponsive plug-in. Did you lose me? Did you lose me? I think I may have to reboot my computer to get this thing to work. Let me try you guys aren't hearing me. Are you hearing me, Tracy? I know you're not on the web right now.
Yeah, sorry. I can hear you.
They lost it as soon as I moved. I think it's a browser problem. Shockwave may be busy or it may have stopped responding. You can stop the plugin now and you can continue to see if the plugin will complete. Okay, so let's try stop plugin. And then it's going to say crashed. Reload the page. And let's see if that works. All right, allow it. All right. Now, you can still hear me, so you didn't lose me. I'm assuming you guys can hear me now. All right, so let's go on, and let's say I give Tracy the floor. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
So what I want to talk about is my ideal client. And for a while, I've kind of worked with a lot of different women ages 35 to 50. Recently, I've been talking with someone about women in leadership, but my soul doesn't feel like it really connects to corporate. But I don't know if that's because it's not what I know, and so it feels scary to do. And the other piece, Dr. Rudery, is that lately health practitioners have been having discovery sessions with me who are kind of teaching other people about health, but they're feeling a little bit inauthentic and fraudulent because they don't feel like they are a model for what they're selling. So I'm like, could that be like a segment of my market? I don't know. But I know until I can really get clear on my ideal client, it's tough to come up with like content because I'm not really talking to one person.
Oh.
So.
All right. And I'm so sorry. I forgot to turn your mic on so everybody heard you. So I'm going to just reiterate what folks what you said. Basically, Tracy is asking about her ideal client. Who's her ideal client? She's having trouble honing in. She had been working with just generally women between 35 and 50. And then she was more looking at women in leadership and is not quite sure that her what she does fits the corporate market. But now she's been getting a lot of discovery sessions with health coaches who are feeling a little inauthentic because they need coaching themselves and maybe not living up to the health model that they want to be putting out there. Is that a good summary of it?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to work on. We're going to ask some questions and then see how we can hone it in. So when you think about narrowing it down to just health coaches, how do you feel?
You know, I'm not sure, honestly, if they will. I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm not sure if they're willing to pay my prices.
Mm-hmm.
One. And two, I don't know if they're going to be willing to let go of whatever their preconceived notions are about what they already know
mm-hmm.
to listen to somebody else. I don't know. And I don't know if I'm gravitating towards that because that feels very comfortable. It doesn't look like I've got to, like, step outside and do all this extra research because I know this group. So that's what I'm really – I don't know why I'm struggling with this so much, you know, but I really want to get it figured out.
Okay, so you want to feel really comfortable with the market, and it sounds like there's some hesitations there. And when you think about working with women in, say, entrepreneurs, women in leadership, women who are building their own businesses and are not taking the time that they need to for self-care, how do you feel about that?
I've wanted to work with women that were in high visibility positions. But I didn't really call it like corporate or leadership because I'm like, I don't really care so much about corporate because I used to be in corporate. And so I'm totally like not there, but I do want to be able to help women that are trying to balancing work life and family life, but still really care about, you know, what their presentation is like, you know, what are they portraying to the world? Like that's important to them, you know, so they want to feel good. They also want to look great, and maybe they have the distress. Maybe it's important enough to them that they really see the value in investing.
Absolutely, absolutely, they do because it's important. And your discovery sessions can be catered towards when you look at what's the cost of inaction, right? What's the cost of inaction? So you're feeling embarrassed about your body, and you know that live events are. Speaking in front of people or, you know, presenting is an important piece of what you're doing, and yet you're hovering from it. What's the cost of inaction? So you have a lot of really cool avenues you can go with on the cost of inaction. And you're right, they're willing to invest. And these are women, they're women who are investing, right? They're investing in themselves in other ways. They're going to be investing in their self-improvement. They're going to be investing in their business growth. They may be investing in spa vacations. So I think it's from a market that is going to be able to come up with the money and is motivated enough to pay for your services and has the money to pay for your services, I think it's good. I think it's just a matter of giving it what Cowan Rush calls the egoic label. So when you address those people, they say, so if I say holistic health practitioners, holistic health coaches, nutrition coaches, you guys' ears will perk up. Oh, that's for me. That's who I am. You identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
I say something like overweight women without confidence, that may be where they're at, but they don't necessarily want to associate with being in that group.
I like how you explain that. That makes a whole lot of sense.
But a corporate, you know, an up-and-coming driven entrepreneur or leader is a good word, an up-and-coming driven leader that's too exhausted to live their full potential, that would be, oh, yeah, that's me, right? You know, fat and flabby, you know, person who's failing in their business because they're too tired, that, you go, ooh, that might be me, but I don't want to give myself that title, but, you know, an overworking, high-achieving person who's not able to reach full potential because of the lack of health, and that's the way that you can address it.
Well, thank you for that. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, even hearing you talk about this kind of makes my stomach turn a little bit, because I'm like, I never really went after the woman who was the entrepreneur, or I never, you know, my focus was never really corporate. It's just really been women who have kind of depleted everything. They've given too much to their families and their work life, and now they're at a point where they're like, what do I do? So I don't know if it's because it's fear, or is it that it's not like my, you know, huge desire. Like, if you were to say, well, what is it that you really love? Maybe that's the thing. I don't really know.
Who are the have been the best clients? Like, find one person, one individual person that you've worked with. Absolutely loved working with.
Oh, I loved working with this woman who was like in her early 50s.
Okay, what's
she
her name?
Had owned a couple.
Her
name is Kathy.
Kathy, okay.
Yeah, her name is Kathy. She owned a couple restaurants in New York, but not really doing that anymore. Lives here in Georgia, loves everything about health, cares about what she looks like, has the discretionary income to pay whatever. And, you know, I just love the fact that she gets it about health. You're not trying to convince her that, you know, food, the quality of food is important. But I don't know what category she falls in.
Okay. So what if you didn't necessarily have an egoic label for her, but you were going to just sit down and you're writing, you have a new program, or you're writing an email to invite people to a discovery session for VIP day. And what if pretended you were writing to Kathy?
Oh, okay.
Just pretend that you're writing just to Kathy, and all the Kathys in the world are going to read that and go, whoa!
Okay.
That's what the program is for me. So egoic label, you know what? How are you going to call it? What are you going to say? It's women in leadership, women leaders. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're in corporate. Leaders does not mean in corporate. You can have PTA moms. Those are leaders. She doesn't have a job. Her job is, I mean, she runs the PTA. She runs the booster club for all the clubs. She is always organizing other moms around the kids at school. She doesn't work. She doesn't need to work.
So when you're talking about your niche and really niching it down, let's say that I said, okay, I want to work with coaches. Well, then I want to get more specific and say, well, what kind of coaches? You know, does it mean life coaches or health coaches? So when
I don't know that you have to narrow it far down, because when you narrow it far, you're going to exclude folks. So I think, you know, coaches, consultants, you see it all the time. Some of these people who are really very successful, they'll say coaches, consultants, speakers, like Kendall Summerhawk will say coaches, consultants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. And then
a lot of commonality. So leaders, you know, and you might even say whether you're leading a Fortune 500 business, running your own company, or leading the PTA, you are a born leader, and you are giving and giving and giving and not giving back to you.
Oh, that's so perfect. I can't wait to listen to the recording of this. Thank you. So here's my last question, and I just lost it. I don't remember. I'll try to get back on. I had a question, but I forgot it that quick.
Yeah, so write down whatever you remember. As you know, as I move on to someone else, write down whatever just came out of that so that it'll be easier for you listening back. And we're about
thank you so much.
Write down 17 minutes, you know, say between, you know, 10 and 17 minutes into the recording. So you don't have to be
17. Okay.
Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure. You're welcome. All right. So we have Eleanor and then Ghislaine. So Eleanor. Hello, Eleanor. Oh, Eleanor, wait. Sorry. I thought I undid you. You're open now, Eleanor.
I'm open now. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay, great. I was saying that I just have a quick question. I'm just trying to get organized, and I'm trying to understand if the GRAND program and the IRS program are actually our, you know, module 6 for the endocrinology of appetite and digestion, and our module 11 for blood sugar balancing.
Okay, so halfway, you're halfway there. The IRSPT is the blood sugar balancing for NEPT. It's, we're revamping it. You'll see that there's quite a number of differences already based on the last time that we did it. So we're putting it into the NEPT format. A lot of similar content, but so that's that. And as far as the digestion, know that you will get it more in-depth pieces of the things that you see going through the GRAND. The GRAND is how I present it to people. And my audience is not like truck drivers and people with a low level of education. The audience that I attract for helping themselves is a higher level, so I speak to them at a higher level. I give them a lot more. So what you're going to see for the digestion piece, which we're almost done with, by the way, I just keeps going on my to-do list of the, like, various pieces I have to finish. It's going to be, you'll have the components and the structure of the start at the top, various things, but it'll go into much more depth in terms of from a practitioner standpoint. Here are the tests you're going to want to run. Here's how you're going to want to do this. Here's why you're doing this. So I offered it to you guys. It's my public offering of digestion, but I offered it to you guys, and because if you go through those materials, when you get to our more in-depth materials in NEPT, you will be breathing a sigh of relief because you'll already have known a bunch of it.
Okay, yeah, because they do seem like a pretty advanced audience, like they've been working with you somehow in some other capacity. I thought the call was pretty advanced.
Some of them have. Some of them are in my ERC program, which is our energy recharge coaching program that I do, a year-long program. I take about 50 people into that, and some of them have repeated ERC a few times. But a lot of those folks are also just people who've just been following me, have been doing, like, they're in the Vital community, so they learn a lot there. They've done Before Be Gone with me. So a lot of them have done a lot of other stuff with me. And like I said, you know, there are some very sophisticated people in there who know a lot. And some of them are health coaches. There may not be an NEPT at this point, but some of them are health coaches.
Okay. So as far as the blood sugar balancing, we should be doing IRSPT, and then will we have a separate exam inside NEPT to take?
I'm actually going to be putting that, we're just going to do one exam no matter who goes through it. They don't have to do it. You guys do.
Okay.
Yeah, unless they want to go for a certification in blood sugar balancing. And if they decide to upgrade and go into NEPT, then whatever exams they've done will credit towards that, towards their certification.
And the digestive function assessment, do we have that somewhere in PDF format?
Yeah. Actually, it should be on that PDF. I think it's in, well, if it's not in the assessments module, it will be in the digestion module.
In our digestion module, okay, because right now it's on GRAND, it's an online tool.
Yeah, but I thought that we had it in, I'll have to ask Stacey if we have one in, I'm pretty sure we do. We might have even put it in Shine at one point.
Might be somewhere that we've seen it before, okay.
Yeah, we have made that, and basically the way we make those PDFs is we copy from the, so you have it all on one page for the PDF, for the online, we just copy that all into a file, and then we, you know, spend the tedious time of, you know, formatting it. But I'm pretty sure we've already done that. Let me look real quick, see if it's in, I thought we already had one, and maybe it just didn't get posted, but I may be hallucinating, who knows.
Lynn's saying, what is she talking about?
Of thousands of pages of stuff. I mean, thousands and thousands of pages of documents. We have thousands of pages in the membership site, let alone PDFs and on top of that. So let me just look up digestion. My folder here. Okay, so there's a PDF. Wait, ERC upper. That's a PDF, Foods That Heal.
I'm in there. Let me look in the INE photo. I could have sworn we had it in as part of.
Lynn's saying into the first module at Grand. I didn't see it in the first module at Grand. I only saw the online. We just tell her only.
So digestion assessment. There we go.
She's sending me something.
No, it's different. Did Lynn find it?
Yeah, Lynn's sending me something. Hold on, let me pull it up and see what it is.
Here we go, vibrations. Here we go. Gave us a link, so let's see what that one is. We'll find, it'll be there. No, that's
okay.
The online one. Yeah, I'm sure we have it somewhere as a PDF. In fact, we can ask Stacy if she, or a Skype message.
Online thing, yeah.
She would.
Okay.
Okay,
and that was it for me. I was just trying to find it.
Did you look in the assessment, in that whole assessment? So I think it's modules 4 or 5 or something. I have a PDF.
No, I haven't gotten that far. I'm still on module 3, so I haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Yeah, I think it might be in there. But we'll look for it, and we'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. Let me go back to that screen out of the way, and then I'll open up Dwayne. Thanks, Eleanor. Good question. Elaine, hello.
Oh, hello, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. Thank you. So my question today is, there's a woman that took my detox, and she was saying she has Lyme disease for years. And she goes from one drug to another with her doctor, and she said that next week she's going to be on a new drug. And so I'm going to have a free consultation with her tomorrow. And I wonder if it's a good case to take, or if it will be too difficult to take a case like that.
Well, it depends.
You know, she's on drugs with the doctor.
How you present it and how you position taking the case. So if you look at this person and they're already like on an amazing diet and they're doing all kinds of things that you could teach them, then I would say it could be a little bit too complicated to take on, because Lyme is extremely complicated. But if it's somebody who's coming in and, yeah, they've been on all these drugs, but they haven't changed their diet, they haven't gone gluten-free, they haven't looked at their digestive issues, they haven't looked at their adrenals, the way that you present it is that, you know, I would like to help you support your immune system in nutritional ways and natural ways so that your body has the best results with whatever Lyme treatment you are doing. But I cannot help you with a Lyme treatment protocol per se, but I'm more helping you with balancing and supporting and strengthening your immune system. And then you go through all the foundation.
Okay. All right. So is that test I can ask that I would like to see for Lyme disease? Is there some test or there a way to know?
Well, if she's been going to Lyme doctors and being treated for it, they likely did a Lyme test. And they're not 100%, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's certain patterns that you're looking for when you do a Lyme test, and a lot of them are given false negatives. There was a guy that spoke about it. I don't know if you purchased the Thyroid Summit.
No.
There's a doctor that wrote a book, and he spoke on the Thyroid Summit, and his name was Horowitz, and he has a book. And I think I may have downloaded it to my Kindle, but I haven't read it yet. But I'm gonna look his name up and give you the link, because it's a really awesome
book
for all of us. You know, it's just a book you can get on Amazon. It's like a 500-page book full of all kinds of Lyme. It's Horowitz. Richard Horowitz, here we go. I'll send you his website, and then you can find his book on Amazon.
Okay, what is the title of the book?
Let me see. It says here the title of the book. Why Can't I Get Better? Solving the Mystery of Lyme and Chronic Disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's on the New York Times bestseller list. Here it is. I'm typing it in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there you go. And that would be a good resource, but I want it as a desk reference. In fact, I think I downloaded it to my Kindle and decided I think I'd rather have it be the kind of book that I, open and flip through, and because it's not going to be something you'll read cover to cover necessarily, but you'll go through the section. But I would not go into the consultation with the idea that you're going to help her cure her Lyme disease. What you're going to do is help her to support all the systems that go in and explain to her the importance of having appropriate digestion, because that feeds into the immune system not being able to support itself. You're going to help her with her adrenals, because cortisol affects the whole thing. You're going to help her with checking, other endocrine type disruptions that and diet and lifestyle things that she could do to support it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the drug she takes? Is it not interfering for healing?
You'd have to look up each individual drug that she's taking. Sometimes it's specific antibiotics that will help, and other times I just don't know the exact drugs, but his book has all those references. And you don't want to tell anybody their drugs. You want to say, well, it would be great if you can get your immune system to support yourself better so that maybe eventually you could use less of these drugs because the drugs add to it. But a lot of times, you need the drugs. Nutritional approaches, natural approaches can coexist with pharmaceutical approaches, and they do in some cases. And he talks all about that in his book.
Okay, that sounds good then.
Okay?
Yeah,
just be careful when you're treading in these things that you don't get in over your head, that they're expecting that you have all this expertise with Lyme. When people ask me, I'll say, no, I don't have a lot of experience with Lyme. What I do have is a lot of experience with supporting people in building their immune system, strong digestion, and all the components that, the people that specialize in Lyme are going to be focusing on the Lyme. We're going to be focusing on creating an inhospitable host. Steph has said the other day, I loved the way she put it, the way she's describing to people, it's like, okay, so you've got cancer. You've got Lyme disease, whatever. First of all, we have to find out, why is your body making it? Why do you have it? What are the underlying imbalances? So we have to identify those so that you don't keep having those imbalances. And then we've got to do, and she, Steph, are you on? Where is she? Let me see. Yeah. You may remember it better than I, Jane. You remember the approach she said? I think it was Jane was on that call. Do you remember what Steph said, Jane, about? She said we're going to help, tell them that we're going to help them to stop whatever it is that caused them to get it in the first place. We're going to, I can't remember the exact steps she did, but it was brilliant. And it was a really nice approach that we can all use in describing to people what we do. Because it's not about what drug to take. It's about how do you make your body so that it's protecting itself so it's not so suspect and susceptible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Great. Okay. We'll ask Steph to write it down and post it to the site. It was just brilliant. It was just the way to approach it, very simple. Similar to the way Dr. Lodi, he has a website called Stop Making Cancer. He said there's three things you have to do, and medicine approach is one. They try to go in there and they try to kill the cancer, get rid of the cancer. But what you want to do is stop the body, stop whatever the imbalances are that caused you to make the cancer in the first place. Yes, you got to get rid of it. And third, you got to make sure your immune system is super strong and all your other body systems are super strong so that you don't make it again in the future. Oh, great. Cassandra said this. Steph actually did post it on the Facebook site. So go to the INE Facebook page. She posted it. Okay. Was that it, Ghislaine? Was there anything else?
Yes, I'm going to see what I can do with her. I would like to work with her, so that's very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. All right. So do we have any other questions on here? No. So let's see. Tracy has her hand up again. So hi, Tracy.
Oh, hello. I just remembered what I was thinking. So lately I've been asked to be on a couple telesummits, and my question is, trying to figure out what I'm known for. You know what I mean? Like, Andrea Nakayama talks digestion and Summer Bach talks fermentation, or trying to figure that out. I'm not really sure what I'm known for.
What do you want to be known for?
I mean, I think I'm really excited about digestive issues because my son had serious digestive issues, and it's the thing I get a lot of, but I love talking about detox. And you know, people thought my thing was beauty, and I'm like, it's not my thing. It's just the world I come from, but it's not the thing that really excites me. So I don't know, but I just wanted to
talk work well to
your opinion.
I have a module that I used to teach called Digestion and Detox, and it's the blend of digestion and detox as a cornerstone piece to creating health. So digestion and detox for creating vibrant energy or something along those lines.
Because I really think if you don't really heal the gut, like, you know, it doesn't really matter all these other things you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, I'd love to see that module. Is it somewhere?
It's just you seeing it. It's part of the Energy Recharge Program, and it's just basically, it's just I tied them together. So I had a piece on detox. I called it Everyday Detox. So everyday detox is basically the idea of what we do every day, like not getting into like what powders and potions and herbs and stuff. It's starting with what do we do on a day-to-day basis to reduce the toxic load? What are some of the herbs and foods that we can incorporate into our lives that detoxify? What are some of the things that
mm-hmm.
are to be toxic, removing them? And then I move from that into now let's balance the digestion. And then let's come back to elimination in detox, which is really important, like we have the gut, the large intestine eliminates, but then also
mm-hmm.
the liver and it will eliminate too, and how they work together.
Okay.
My green cleanser.
All right. Thank you.
Detox, really. We call
yeah.
it the
yeah.
revitalizing, easy, energizing, natural cleanse, green.
Right. You know, I guess I'm thinking like there's so many people out there talking about so many things, and I guess I have to get over, well, if I want to talk about that, there's already like these experts talking about that stuff, you know. But
so what, today
I
was on a call and they were this one person is going to be doing a glowing skin summit, and she was looking for people who really talked skin. And I said, look, you know, I thought I can talk the effects of liver and gut on skin, you know, having healthy
mm-hmm.
inside out. And she said, oh, okay, that sounds good, you know. So people are looking for those kind of specialties. So if you can tie beauty into gut and liver health, you know, the underlying digestion.
Right. You know, it's so funny you talk about skin because, you know, I'm an esthetician and it was a thing that I did, you know, many years ago, but I always approached it from you got to look internally at what's going on if you want to clear up the skin. But we never talk about it. I don't know why. And maybe because it's just, like, so natural, and it's, like, I don't have to think twice about it. It's, you know what I mean? And I don't know if I need to look at that, but I love digestion. I mean, I just think it's the most fascinating thing ever.
But, you know, people are attracted to it. We know that because a lot of people signed up for my gut thing. But people, there's something when you can tie beauty, the external part, like somebody said to me something today, I said, you know, I slept like 8 hours last night, but the sad part is I don't feel any different. I just feel the same. And she looked at me. She goes, look different. She said, you look like 5 years younger. And I went, oh, now that'll give me good incentive to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you can, that would be a cool niche, especially for leaders, because they want to look their best as well as feel their best. And making the
right.
work from the inside out can be, and it doesn't mean that has to be your whole focus, but that's just one of your tools. And one of your...
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Right. So, Cassandra. You open your line, Cassandra. All right. You're open, Cassandra.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
This is actually really good because on the last couple weeks, I have been fine-tuning what my niche is. So I don't really have a question. It was more where I'm at with my business, and that was fine-tuning that my ideal client is actually the superwoman, the woman who on the, you know, if people look at her on the outside, she looks like she has it all together, she's a high achiever, you know, all this, but behind the curtain, she's... anxious, overwhelmed, poor sleep, which has led to different, different health issues, which could be blood sugar because she's not eating, she doesn't have time to eat healthy, or adrenals because she's all overwhelmed and stuff like that, and then digestion. So I am working on the whole thing of writing that letter to my ideal client, and so how you were saying to Tracy, like, who's her, you know, favorite client. That's how I discovered mine, is because most of the clients I get, even the clients that I get for my therapy, they're that woman. They're the superwoman. You know,
why do you think that is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the mirror, and then we find our ideal client staring back at us.
Exactly. I know sometimes when I'm sitting here with clients and when I'm like telling them stuff, I'm like inside laughing because I'm like, oh my God, this is such a mirror. This is like me talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So I'm working on that, fine tuning that, seeing how that looks, and then going to the process of integrating my therapy and coaching into one under, and I might change the name, but right now it's going to be under Zest and Harmony, but like, what are the things that you need for Zest and Harmony? So it might be to release, you know, old wounds and cognitive reconstructuring, or it could be nutritional wellness, or it could be relationships, because then that helps for me to, and so I would have it like, these are the five pillars, where I'm always bringing it back, so it's not so disjointed, where I'm feeling like I have been in the last, you know, couple years, is like this separate, you know, here's my counseling, here's my community, here's my coaching, and it's separate, so I'm
pull them all together.
Yes, so any feedback or suggestions on that would be beneficial, but I don't really have a direct question. It was more like where I'm at with it all.
Well, I think whenever I hear people talk about, you know, their system, their pillars, their archetypes, it's coming down to getting what you do into a series of, you know, 3, 5, 7. 5 is probably ideal. 3 is okay, but a little bit light, and 7 might be too much. But 5
mm-hmm.
really seems to be ideal when you've got these pillars, and when you're speaking to somebody on a discovery consultation and you're talking about, you just talk about that system. You bring that in. Oh, yeah, and that fits perfectly in. You've got, you know, it sounds like you've got 3 of the 5 pillars that are out of balance, and those are the places that we would be working on. And it sounds like you might be doing okay with this. And it helps you to have a framework to present what you
mm-hmm.
do. And since you've got the skills in the counseling area, you can really flesh out on that and help people with those, but you've got the skills in the nutrition area as well. So it's
right.
really down to one of the business modules is about taking what you do one-on-one and really dissect it and bringing it down to the system that you can then present
okay.
system, and then you can create a group coaching program around it.
Right, right. Okay, good. I will definitely look at that. And I was just now looking, trying to search Facebook to see where that from where Stephanie, she had said it on after I wrote, I'll try to, like, see where it is and repost it. she had said it when I was asking about treatments for thyroid cancer. And I remember she put it was like four things. And I'll see if I was just now searching, but I'm not seeing it. So
absolutely. It's just a nice, and I don't know why I didn't remember. I should have written it down, but it just seemed so obvious when she said it. And then when I go back, it was the way she phrased it that was so nice, and it could apply to whatever it is that they're suffering from, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, cancer, thyroid disease.
Right, right. And I like the way that you were talking about when someone was asking about Lyme disease, because I just recently got a client who has Lyme, is interested in working with me, and I like that whole thing about it's like I'm not an expert in Lyme, but it's like about where's the imbalances, you know, I can help, you know, build up your immune system and stuff like that. So I do that was helpful.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. And for all of you guys, I had an interview on the radio yesterday with a health coach, and she basically has created, you know, she works with people with Hashimoto's because she helps heal herself from it. But I really loved listening to her approach because it was so much more about really getting people, not just saying lip service to, yeah, the stress, we have to reduce your stress, but really having strategies for helping them with it, you know, like sitting down with them with a calendar and putting in the big rocks and putting and helping them to find the time for self-care, which I think was awesome. You may just want to listen to it just to get some ideas.
Oh, okay. I did find it. I found it. It was one, step one, and I also just now posted it on the
forum
thing.
But step one, stop the growth or cause, and this was because of cancer, but stop the growth or cause. Step two, wake up the immune system. Step three, take the burden off the immune system. And then step four, I don't know. This is saying anything else more aggressive that fights
the cancer
and toxins. Yeah, cancer and yeah.
Steph, if you want to expound on that, that would be awesome. She just came on the. Oh, she's on the phone too.
Okay.
I'm going to open it up. We're going to get it right from the horses.
Right.
Hello, Steph. We've been talking about you. Were your ears ringing?
Hey, my ears are ringing. I'm here. How's it going?
Going well. We were just talking about, I was trying to explain to Ghislaine, who asked about a possible new client who has Lyme disease, and I was trying to explain to her your strategy of approaching the steps, and we couldn't remember the exact steps. So if you could put it in your beautiful way of phrasing it, how you said, oh, this is what I said to my guy with cancer. Oh, but I could say that to somebody with some other disease.
Yeah, okay, so it's totally dawned on me that I can't just keep talking about not eating gluten and all this random stuff because people don't understand how they're actually going to get better. So what I started doing is, like, step one, step two, step three in normal language. And it's really working for me. So what I did for my client, the client who's working on his cancer, We sat down and we said, okay, step one, we're going to find out why you have cancer. We're going to stop feeding it, and we're going to stop it at the source. We're going to stop feeding the cancer, step one. Step two, we're going to wake up your immune system. Step three, we're going to take the burden off your body so that you are able to expend your energy fighting what you need to be fighting. And then step four, we're going to do any other therapies that you need. You're going to get the surgery if you have to get the surgery. You're going to, you know, use herbs and stuff to deal with your digestive system. Like, we just talked about some other more hardcore things that he might do. He's considering going for stem cells. And I said, okay, well, that's good. That's step four. And I didn't mean that we were going to do them sequentially. I just
like right, exactly.
Four things that we're going to do. And so he totally understood why I was getting him to get the mushrooms and why I was getting him to get his blood sugar down and all this stuff. Like, he can put it into the system.
Yeah, and you could, whenever you give him a task or an action to do, you could tell him which step this fits into. And if he asks you about, oh, I just read about XYZ, you could say, well, yeah, that fits into step three or that fits into step four.
Yeah, and because he's asking, he's like, so why am I taking this again? And we'll be like, okay, well, that's part of this, because we're working on your blood sugar, and I believe that you want to stop feeding your cancer right now. And he's like, oh, yeah, I totally want to stop feeding it. And we can go over the sugar thing again, and then he gets it. It's part of step one. It's just, it's awesome.
Hey, so Ghislaine, just comment if you think that, that framework could really help you when you have this consultation with this woman with Lyme disease. You're not telling your guy, hey, I'm going to help you cure your cancer.
No.
Oh.
But then what happens after I say it in a step-by-step like that, then people go like, oh, okay, well, how do I take the burden off my immune system? Oh, okay, well, how do I stop feeding it? Like, they totally want to know all this stuff, and of course, you can't tell them.
And then they'll stay off of gluten or stay off of sugar or have these mushrooms. Then that makes sense to them because they have a framework to wrap it around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it seems so simple. I can't believe I didn't think of that sooner. But anyway.
Oh, I couldn't even think of it back about it after you said it. I was trying to write because you had such a simple way, and I was making it more complicated. So I love how it's so simple, and if anybody can understand it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Lane, comment, please. Let us know what you think. I know you're off the phone now, but comment what you think. Can you use that strategy? Thank you. It's awesome. And did you post to these lovely ladies and gentlemen? Do we have our gentlemen on? No, we have two men, but did you post and let these guys know about your upcoming class, your holiday fermentation class?
I'm going to do that this afternoon.
Okay, because I'm going to get them so that they start bugging you if you don't.
Okay.
Beth is doing a class in Vancouver, but she's live streaming it, and she's also going to provide a video. And it's all like how to eat, you know, fun, decadent foods for the holidays better, it's fermentation style. So it's a really cool twist on it. So she's going to be doing that in Vancouver, and I think that we all should attend her class live stream because I think it would be really fun. And it's, what, $29?
Yeah, it's $29.
$29. And if you have any clients that you think would be helpful, if they want to go to the class, it'll cost more because they have their stay for dinner and all that. But to live stream it is $29. So if you guys are interested, let Steph know, hey, I'm interested, and I'd like to do it for myself, and maybe I have a client or two or a relative or two that I think would be helpful for. So Steph needs to get it out there because we need to, Tracy's going, what am I known for? Like, if we get Steph on a summit, we want her talking about fermentation and gut health and how to use fermented foods to build up the gut and then build up the immune system and decrease inflammation and all that. So the tie-in between fermented foods, right? So she's your resource. I would say take her up on it. And Cassandra says, sounds awesome. Tony says, I'm in. So, get us the link so we can sign up.
Hey. All right. Done. I'll do it today.
All right. Great. Thank you. Anything else while we have you here?
No, I think it's good. I'm liking listening to the call. So.
Good. I'm glad you're here. All right. So, who else? I see no more hands up. Don't be shy. Even if you don't know what to ask and you're stuck, like, how am I going to get another client? How do I get these discovery consultations? Put your hand up. I actually have somebody that I'm they're speaking to. I can't remember when, next week or something, but she is going to, I'm arranging for her to come in January, I think, to talk to you guys about how to get those speaking engagements and then how to use those speaking engagements, how to structure those speaking engagements to get enrollment conversations from it. And that's how she's built her business, and she used to work with, she actually figured out that she was good at this because she was a computer consultant, and that's how she was getting her thing. She was going to these different places and speaking and then offering, these consultations, and then people would hire her. And so people started asking her how she was doing it. She started teaching it. So she's actually got some good free resources that she's going to share with us to be able to do it. She's going to do a really nice presentation. So I think that's an important piece. And whether it's speaking engagements online, like Tracy's doing with the telesummits and I'm doing with telesummits, or the live speaking engagements in your community. And I know Tracy does some live in her community as well, and I know that Cassandra does too. So I think it's really going to be a powerful learning experience for all of us to really get honed in on that. Anything else? Let me get a show of hands. Who of you already has a website? Just like a even if it's just a one-page website that says, hey, my name is, what I do. Raise your hand. Tony, Steph, I know Ghislaine does, Lenore does, I know that Lynn does. Oh, good, post your website. Yeah, you guys could post your websites too, because we should all support each other and opt in for each other's newsletters and just kind of support each other. I get Ghislaine's, I get Steph's. I haven't seen one from Lynn, although I opted in. And any of you others, if you do have it, post it, because I'll get on your list tonight. I have a special email address that I use for that. TrueSelfTotalHealth.com. Who has a blog? You all have blogs too that go with it, that you post articles to? I know that, Tracy, you have a website, no? Oh, she's on, yeah, she raised her hand. She's just on the phone. Blog is on my website, yes, okay. So for those of you who don't have a website, I'd love to hear why. What's held you back from having either a website or a blog or both? Because I want to just kind of give you, I want to give you a few tips on how easy it is to just get started on it. And there's a, Steph has her hand up. Tony has a microphone on. I would like to get a sense, to tell you that on the site, on the business things, there's one of them that talks about setting up a blog, and there's a really inexpensive little tool that will take you step by step by step through having your own blog on your own site. But if you want to have a hosted blog, you just have to go to WordPress.com and set up a blog, a hosted blog hosted by them. That's a great way to get started, and then you can direct traffic over. So there's a lot of things that you guys can do to get started if you're not already. So, right. So Tracy has her hand up again. Great. And then Cassandra. I don't know if I put your hand down. Tracy.
Sorry about that. One of the things that I've been kind of toying with is kind of like what's eating you, but in talking about food and how, you know, you can have what you want. You can eat what you want to have the health you desire. But that comes with a caveat, like really kind of showing people that the foods you're eating, I mean, it is, you're making a decision whether you're eating, you know, to feed your cells or you're eating poison. Not really saying poison, but I want to
Well, eating
kind of
to feed
people,
your
like,
taste
what,
buds or emotions versus eating to feed your cells.
Right. So it's kind of like I want to kind of show people, like, what food is and what it isn't without getting all kind of technical, but I was wondering if that would be something that people would be interested in, like if I were to have like a telesummit or webinar saying like, what's eating you? Because people don't really know what I mean by that.
Let's see. I think that it's got to be tied to either a specific problem or a specific benefit.
Okay.
Feeding you with a tagline, you know, something along the lines of five ways your food is zapping your energy. Three ways your choices are expanding your waistline, or, you know, those sorts of things. So it's catchy title, but I think the tagline needs to bring it back to a solution to a problem that they have, or a problem, or bringing up the problem.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And Cassandra, I don't know if you have your hand still up or I didn't put it down or you put it up again, so go for it.
I did not. It was when you were asking about websites. I was pressing numbers, so that's why. So I didn't have my hand up.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Tony says she has a question, so I'm going to Right, open your line, Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay, I wasn't sure. My computer gets kind of wonky sometimes. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited about this discussion, and I may not be as clear, but I'm just going to throw it out there about some of the things that are coming towards me and how to kind of determine what path I'm supposed to be on. So I did a demonstration at a vegan soul festival. It's the first festival that they had like this in Baltimore, and I did a demonstration, very well received. And there was a guest speaker, Dr. Ruthie Latham. She's pretty popular, and she's got a pretty sophisticated business, Holistic Healer. And her background is that she healed herself of thyroid cancer, didn't have the surgery, through food. She's on the Food Channel, and she approached me and said, I wanted to meet you. I heard about you as a live food chef and all the sort of stuff you do, and let's think about some things we can do come January or March. And I'm struggling with how to work with her, kind of, you know, be able to take advantage, and I mean that in a nice way, you know, take advantage of some of the possibilities of working with her, the fact that she's on the Food Channel, the fact that she has this big following, to work with her and not against her. And she does some raw, mostly cooked, but she has this, her personality is very different than mine. I'm very vibrant and let's do it simple, let's have fun with it, and she's kind of serious.
Oh, boy, so that's a good companionship then, because you can lighten her up.
She needs to be lightened up a little bit.
I would say, you invite her to have a conversation where you go out and have some tea or you do it on the phone, and you just say, you know, I love what you're doing, and how can we support each other?
Yeah, and I'm grateful that she supported me. I mean, that she came up to me, but I was struggling with how do we work together with these different personalities. But I like what you're saying. I will. I think it might just be a matter of, you said, having a conversation with her. But I was imagining in my mind, you know, all the people that, you know, she and I could touch together because of our different personalities and our passion. She's very passionate about what she does and very knowledgeable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and just having
popular.
A with her and just brainstorming. Let's brainstorm the ways that we could do it together. Do we do a couple of community talks? You know, do we do... I don't know if she does anything online, right? Just look at that.
Yeah, she does. She's got a pretty sophisticated system of reaching people. So I do like that. And then secondly, Whole Foods, I got picked up to work at Whole Foods because of this festival. One of the employee wellness specialists came by and said, I'm going to have my boss call you. And she did in a couple of days. And so now they want me to do a series of things. And they're keeping it wide open for me. Whatever you want to do, you can do. So I'm starting off with, you know, my five things, soup, sides, sauces, smoothies, and snacks in 5 minutes or less or five ingredients or less. And I want to convert that to not just to be about the food, but I want to discuss some of the things that I do to help people heal, because I don't want to just be a foodie thing.
Right, exactly.
I'm struggling with that a little bit. Although the foodie thing is fun, you know, it's not sustainable for me income-wise.
Yeah,
so I'm
exactly.
struggling with that just a little bit.
To be excited about working with you from there, and here's what I've found with that. When I first, I was in practice first doing the health thing, but I was always talking to people about the food, and they'd want to know how to do this, how the demos. And so I started to do food classes. And then what I forgot to do at the beginning was to tie back into, because I'd always talk about the nutrients, and you've got to do that, the nutritional approach and how this is going to be helpful for digestion, and this combination is a great thing to support your adrenals, and this and that. So they get the sense that, wow, she's just not another chef foodie. And that's the way they got with me. It's like, whoa, and they would ask me all kinds of questions. But I didn't make the leap then to say at the end of each one, and I would really love to help you guys to continue to get, you know, to build these foods into your life and see how you can use these foods to support some of the health issues or challenges or just that you may be having. And, you know, I've got sign up here for an application to apply for a free strategy session with me, and we'll see how.
Okay.
And then you get those people. I remember one guy called me. His wife had been to one of my classes, and I think he might have come with her because he was real concerned because she had Crohn's disease, and he wanted help. And we talked, and I said, have her come to the class. But then after the class, I didn't say, and anybody that wants to work with me, here's how it works. And a couple of weeks later, he called me up desperate. She's this and that. Do you know anybody who can help her? And I went, well, I can help her. He goes, really? He goes, we went to this other nutritionist, and they did this, and it was awful, and they just put her on like $500 worth of supplements every month, and she's getting worse. And he goes, why didn't you tell us when we came to your class? Because we would have signed up, and we would have saved ourselves all the heartache and money that we spent with this person. It was like, duh, because I was trying not to be commercial. I was trying not to be salesy at the end. But we know that deprives people of taking the next step. So you get really clear as you're going through and you really plan out your food demos so that you're seeing deliberately incorporating, this is great. I'm adding a little kelp to this recipe. And did you know that kelp provides you all these minerals and it can help with, you know, people who have slow thyroid function. It can help with this. It can help with that. And you just mention all these things as you're going through. And so it becomes more of a functional food speak rather than just instructional about how to. And then you say, you know, some of you may be wondering, like, how do I really know what's the best foods for me? And, you know, maybe I have specific conditions. And if you are struggling with a particular health condition and you want to know how food can help you to balance that, overcome it, whatever word you want to say, I'm here, just fill out this application, you know, this form, and you just basically name, email address, phone number, best time to reach you, and then maybe what's your health challenge. And then you follow up with all of
it. I like that. I like that a lot, or even discussing signs and symptoms of nutritional imbalances if I'm talking about a certain area.
Yep.
So people can, you know, do some self-assessment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when
okay.
you're talking, say you're putting
okay.
pumpkin seeds in a recipe, pumpkin seeds are a really good source of zinc, and zinc is like this super critical mineral because it's involved in like 300 different enzyme systems in your body, including your reproductive hormones, your digestion. You know, these are some of the signs, and if you have a zinc deficiency, you would know it because maybe you'll have some spots on your nails, or you'll have irregular periods, or you're going to burp and get bloated after you eat if you don't have enough zinc. So there's a lot of things that we can do in our food to support our nutrients, and here's how. And then, you know, you lead into, and I'm, you know, and you always say when I'm working with my private clients, you know, I teach them these recipes, and then we also figure out which nutrients they are imbalanced at, and we help them to do that. You just throw it in there. When I'm working with,
mm-hmm.
She works with
yeah.
private clients. And
okay.
that really resonate with you. We're going to be at the end going, how do I work with you?
I like that. Yeah. Thank you very much, as always, for your
you're
valuable
welcome.
Information input. I really appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for always expressing your appreciation. It always makes it feel really good for me to keep doing what I do, which I love. Which you guys know. I will say that, you know, getting speaking engagements and food demos, same kind of thing. I would get a lot of speaking engagements. I would get a lot of food demo. People would hear, would you come speak to our kids at this school? We want to teach them how to eat, you know, food so that they pay better attention or whatever. And that's where you tie in. We're just not the average raw chef. You're not, you know, the average raw chef out there who's just out there and, you know, teaching them how to make a raw souffle. You're actually knowing the food, and it's functional. It's functional. So I just really encourage you to get as many of those demos as you can and always tie them back to your main focus and practice. All right. So that was Tony, and we have Tracy. Yes, Tracy. Keep your hand up.
Hi, sorry. Yeah, my hand was up. I had a thought when you were talking to Tony about when you said, like, food coach, because somebody that I spoke to who's a brand strategist, and when she had me, like, fill out this whole questionnaire, and I told her, like, how I thought about, like food is medicine, and she's like, so you're a food coach. And I immediately thought, like, no, I'm not a food coach. It's the thing that it's one of the tools that I use, but it's, like, try to how to relate to her, like, no, she's like, well, I have another client who's talking more about health, And so that's like self-care. And I was like trying to like explain it to her in a way that, you know, it's like food is what I go to, but I'm not a food, like I don't want to be known as a food coach. And I'm not trying to demean that.
No. You're using food as a tool. So people would do that because that's what happened to me. I would start to do, and I spoke at these raw foods festivals, and I teach these classes, and suddenly people would introduce me as a raw foods chef, and I'd be like, ugh, I'm not a raw foods chef. I use raw foods as a tool, that I use in helping people to move their health. It's a tool. And some people I can't put on raw foods because they've got, you know, inflammatory bowel disease.
Right.
I have to take them off of raw
foods.
I'm not tied to any dogma or any religion, but raw food is a huge piece that nobody knows how to do, and it makes a huge difference in their health. And I do that, but that's not what I am. So it really took me some time to pull that branding out because I got known for that. Like, oh, but then all I did do is go to a raw food festival, and I did a talk on thyroid. And people were like hovering around me, like I tied it in with the food, though, right? And I'm walking around and go, oh, you're the thyroid expert. She's the thyroid expert. We should go talk to her. Like suddenly I was a thyroid expert because I did a talk on thyroid.
So what do you think today that when people think about you, like I know you're known for so many things, but like in the marketplace, like what do you feel like you're known for?
Wow, you know, that's really hard. I think energy is a biggie, you know, and hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Energy and hormones.
Okay.
In relationship to food.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, of course, I have the two niches, right? I have the health coaches, health practitioners niche, nutritional endocrinology for health coaches. And then I have the other where it's really about, you know, it's really about energy. I think I really have branded a lot on energy, but I've just kind of not done the, I kind of was a bad girl and resisted the whole thing about getting a specific, very narrow niche. Adrenals, I talk on the summits about adrenals and thyroid and blood sugar. Blood sugar is a biggie. I really think blood sugar is a big piece that's different.
Right.
Not a lot of people doing out there, so that's why you guys that are learning this stuff, that's a really nice niche to go into because there's
I love how successful you are and loving and giving of everything, and I think that, you know, this is my personal opinion, you are so successful, I don't know if you have to niche it down, but me, who is still building my business and wanting to work with more people, you know what I mean? And
I think being known as an expert in certain areas is, absolutely.
Okay.
I think it is. Okay. And when I started, I was working with Bill Barron one-on-one for a while, and when he was working with everybody else on their niche, I'm like, oh, he's going to help me with my niche because I'm, like, all over the map. But I was already pretty successful.
Yeah.
I already had a six-figure practice, and I was, you know, successful by everybody else's standards. But I'm like, no, I need, you know, I want to grow. And he was like, you know what, I don't think you need to niche this down. I think energy is it, you know, helping people, helping high achievers achieve more by improving their energy.
I like that. Okay, well, thank you. So I appreciate you taking three calls for me today. Like, I had so much I wanted to ask you, so I appreciate that.
When you wrote to me and said, can you schedule a consult? I was like, just come to the call. You'll get plenty of time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then everybody else gets to hear it, too. That's the advantage of not doing it privately. How are you still exploring the anti-Weight Watchers niche? It's a tough one. You've got to really – I would explore it really carefully in terms of how that strikes people. Like, are there people who are really feeling like anti-Weight Watchers? And then, again, you've got to be careful because Weight Watchers – is a branded name, and you might get, like, you know, Oprah Winfrey had McDonald's or whatever, the beef industry, on her case because she made one little comment. As soon as you tie in a particular group, a particular business thing, you know, I see what you mean. You'd call it Nutrition Watchers. You can't like, do things that put somebody else's brand at jeopardy, even if you're not doing it deliberate, because they'll get you big time, especially those biggies. they'll squash you down in no time. Yeah, so nutrition watchers. You just have to feel it out. Like, people want, they want a result. They want a specific result. So I'm not sure nutrition watchers is enough of a tie-in, right? Yeah, there might be people who are tired of the whole Weight Watchers approach. They want something different. But what they really want is a slim, trim body. They want to get rid of their belly fat. They want to get, you know, their brains focused and sharp. They want to move more comfortably through the world so they don't have inflammation anymore. You know, and we tie the gut in. Gut is a little bit easier to just go with the thing. And lately, adrenals and thyroid seem to be diagnoses type of things that you can give people that you can actually present programs around and people jump. I was shocked at that. I thought the gut, we just offered the gut program last week, and when we did the similar thing with our adrenal program, I was targeting to get 100 people in that program, and within 3 days we had 250 because people were just like jumping on adrenal. I thought that it would be similar then with this gut thing, and we only got, I think, about 150. So it was a lot less. But it's just, a lot of it goes to, I don't know if you guys know about going to the Google AdWords thing. It used to be adwords.google.com. And it's now, just type in AdWords Google. This is a tool, external keyword tool. So Google keyword tool. And it's a really great way to go in there and put in phrases that you think are going to be hot, and you go, oh, nobody's looking for it, nobody's searching for it. Or it's so broad that everybody's searching for it, and the competition is so high that you'll never get recognized for it. So it's really important, because you can actually get your blog to be on the front, or, you know, or at least second page of Google very quickly by picking keywords that a lot of people are looking for, but there's not a lot of competition for. So it's a great tool to use. I think I talk about it on one of those business modules. I can't remember which. If you guys haven't watched those, they're really good. They're really good to watch. There's a lot of good information in them. Right. Anyone else? Just to let you guys know, so everybody should be getting an email that we're going to have to cancel or reschedule the Healing Kitchen on Saturday. My husband's mother passed away last night, and we have to go to Chicago, and I'm going to be leaving. The latest flight I could get out was 2:30. I was going to try to do it and then go, but my latest flight was 2:30. So we're going to be going, and we're going to reschedule it till December 8th. So just so you guys can know and open up your thing. So thank you, Tony. Thank you. Anything else? I hung on for almost 2 weeks after having a massive stroke that was supposed to, you know, have killed her in like a few hours or a couple of days. So I will send Scott your best stuff. Thank you. And we've been wondering why she was hanging on so long. It just didn't make any sense. So, 92. She was 92, Eleanor. Yeah. Yeah, so she had a good life. She had a good life. Yep. Anybody else? She'd probably still be going if she had different lifestyle habits. That's 92 on the standard American diet, so there's some good genes there. Her sister is still alive. She's 101. Yeah. You will make it to 92. There's no hope there. I intend to make it to 92, and I want you to write that, Eleanor, and scratch out the I hope I make it to 92. I intend to live past 92 is what I'd like you to say. My grandmother lived to 99 eating crap, is what Tony said. And, wow. And Lynn says her mother-in-law has an aunt who is celebrating her 110th birthday. And my oldest living blood relative is an uncle who's a half-brother to my mother. And he's 67. That's my oldest living relative. So, you know, you got, there's genes and then there's choices and environment and attitude. So I'm working on defying the genes. I've already outlived my mother, who died when she was 56. So we're going to do it. We're helping people around the world. And what you do, just don't ever make light of it. And sometimes you might look around and say, oh, there's so many health coaches out there. You know, why am I unique? We need all of us and more. We need all of us and more, because there's so many sick people out there, and there's so many people who have no clue of even the most basic things that we talk about. So we're out there reaching those people. You will be walking and functioning. I intend to be. I was at a conference recently just about a month ago. Late September, so a little bit over a month ago. And basically, we were told, okay, so write down how old you and what age you intend to live to be. So I was sitting there, and I'm like, one person said, limitless. I don't intend to die. I'm just gonna, and that was the only one. And actually, that was Deborah Wayne, who was you guys met at Shine. She just said, there's no limit. There's no limit. I can just keep going. But we wrote down numbers, and I can't remember what my number was. It was probably, I don't know, 150, 175. I don't even remember what my number was. Maybe it was even 200. And so they asked this question. So how is it that you are intending to feel the day before you die? So I wrote, oh, full of energy, vibrant, you know, engaged, compassionate, just all these wonderful qualities that I intend to feel. They said, okay, so if you felt that way, was there any reason you would need to die the next day? Would you be on the verge of death? I'm like, no. So they said, okay, so add some number of more years that you're going to add to that. So I did. I ended up 50 years. And so I had some ridiculous number that I had come up with. And it's like, but it's living with the intent that it doesn't have to keep breaking down. Yeah, I've got a few wrinkles and gray hairs, of course, that's happening. And it doesn't mean I have to let it slow me down. I don't have to look at my age as what limits me and what determines what I am, who I am, how I be in the world. My age does not define that. So it's like, what age? I don't know. I don't care. I mean, I have more energy and stamina than most people half my age, and I intend to continue to be that way, even if my face is wrinkled up like a prune. So you guys, just, you know, your attitude. You are out there. You have such important work to do that just get out there and do it. And don't let your own feeling of lack of self-worth or your doubt in yourself or your fear of failure, don't let that get in the way. That's a selfish way to approach it. The unselfish way is to get up out there, do these talks, and then offer your services to these people. That's not selfish. That's selfless, even if you feel uncomfortable with it, because you have the ability to help a tremendous number of people. Tremendous number of people. We all do. And I appreciate you. Lynn says, I have too many young kids. I have to live to a ripe old age. I also have too many things to do. I guess I'll never die. That's my thing. I was 38 when my first son was born, and 42 is my second. So I don't have like, you know, already grown up children at my age. You know, many people at my age are grandmas and have lots of grandkids, and I have a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old. I can't believe I even have kids that old. But we all have a lot to do. We all have a lot to do. So keep on going. Oh, yeah, you were 42. That's how I was, how old I was. And mine is 16 now. So cool. All right. You guys have an awesome rest of the day, rest of the week. I don't think I'm going to look at the calendar real quick. I don't think we have any calls scheduled. Well, we might have a call scheduled for next week. Next week's Thanksgiving week, Monday, it would be Monday or Tuesday, because Wednesday, I was supposed to be traveling Monday, Tuesday, but I'm actually, I was planning to travel to Chicago on Wednesday, so I'd be home until then, but what happened is, since I have to leave and go out for the funeral on Sunday, then I'm just going to stay there, so I actually won't be traveling on Wednesday. I'll have that day off. Yay! So we have a call. Yes, we do. We have a regular coaching call on the 25th. So bring questions. If you have questions about blood sugar balance, if you have questions about any of the modules so far, bring them. And if you have questions about any of your cases, bring them. We're scheduled at 4 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, the 25th. So talk to you guys later. Bye-bye now. Len said, happy Thanksgiving. I hope people post some of the recipes. My recipe, I am going to make salad and cauliflower mashed potatoes. I think I just perfected my recipe. Steam the cauliflower, throw it in the blender. Don't put any water in it. Blend it up. Add coconut oil and flax oil, a little bit of kelp powder, a little bit of salt, and it's delicious. Garlic if you want. Oh, my God. I had that for dinner the other day. That was my entire dinner with a bowl of sauerkraut next to it. It was so good. So good and so easy. No recipe. Just throw it in there. And everybody else will be eating their starchy mashed potatoes with with butter and gravy and all the other, and I'll have my healthy mashed potatoes. Bye. Bye, everyone.